Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to create more expression in your horse's trot. Now, out of all of your horse's paces, the trot is the easiest one for you to improve. So through correct training, you can transform a somewhat ordinary trot into something spectacular. So in this podcast episode, we're going to take a look at the qualities that make up an expressive trot. We're also going to take a look at what incorrect expression is, and we're going to give you 3 steps on how you can create correct expression in your own horse. So first up, let's discuss what creates an expressive trot. Because expression is one of those terms that is often very hard to define. But the necessary components for an expressive trot are as follows. So first up, you need to have the correct trot. So this refers to the rhythm. Next up, you need to have elasticity, also referring to suppleness. Third, you need to have power, which also refers to impulsion. And then all of this together creates suspension. So let's take a look at each one of those 4 qualities individually. So first up, let's talk about the correct trot. Because before you can even think about creating expression in your horse's trot, it's imperative that your horse's basic trot is correct. So the trot should have a clear 2-beat rhythm. So if you listen to your horse trotting down a road, you should clearly hear 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Now, during this time, your horse's legs should move in the following sequence. So we should first have your horse's left foreleg and your horse's right hind leg together. And this is known as a diagonal pair. You should then have the opposite diagonal pair, which is your horse's right foreleg and your horse's left hind leg, again moving together. Now, as your horse switches from one diagonal pair to the other, there should be a clear moment of suspension. And this is when all your horse's hooves are off the ground. So if we put that all together, it should go as follows. So we should first have a diagonal pair of your horse's left foreleg and your horse's right hind leg lifting and moving together. We then have that moment of suspension with all hooves off the ground. We then have the opposite diagonal pair of your horse's right foreleg and your horse's left hind leg again moving together. We then have another moment of suspension before the sequence repeats. Now on top of that, for your horse's trot to be correct, you should also be able to show the following qualities. So you should be able to show an equal length and an equal height of steps on both sides of your horse. You should also be able to demonstrate mental and physical relaxation and a suitable and a consistent tempo. And tempo is the speed of the rhythm. Your horse should also give the appearance of working uphill with engaged hind legs that are relative to your horse's level of training. So if your horse is quite advanced, then we would expect to see more engagement than compared to a novice horse or one who is at the beginning of his career. And lastly, the trot should demonstrate free, loose, regular, and rhythmical steps. So that's the first thing that goes into making up an expressive trot. We need to first have a correct trot. Now, next up, we need to have elasticity. Now, elasticity means that your whole horse gives the impression of mobility. So his body and his legs are loose and they're moving energetically. It looks a bit like an enthusiastic puppy bouncing around. But we want to have it with balance and control. Now, third on the list for the qualities that make up expression is power. Now, you do not create power by speed or tension. Instead, power is created by the vigorous bending of your horse's hind legs, which propel him upwards and forwards with suppleness and enthusiasm. And lastly, number fourth on our list is suspension. So as we talked about earlier, in order for it to be a correct trot, the trot must have a clear moment of suspension when all four of your horse's hooves are off the ground as he switches from that one diagonal pair to the other. Now, an increased amount of suspension is created by an increased amount of elasticity, which was point number two, and an increased amount of power, which is point number three. And this is what makes your trot more expressive. Now, as a side note, it is possible to get an increased moment of suspension from stiffness, which is where your horse appears to hover but doesn't seem to have any forward energy. Now, although this is a bigger moment of suspension, this is not what we want to see. So we don't want to see suspension come from stiffness. We want the suspension to be created through an increased amount of elasticity and an increased amount of power. So there you go. Expression is made up by first having a correct trot, and then we look at adding power, elasticity, and then increasing that moment of suspension. So now that we know the qualities that go into creating expression, let's quickly talk about how not to create expression in your horse's trot. Because it's important that we clarify that there is such a thing as incorrect expression. So if your horse's trot becomes more expressive due to negative tension or overexcitement, then this is not desirable. Yes, your horse may demonstrate a more flashy looking trot, but it will not be controllable, it will not be consistent, and it will not be harmonious, and therefore it will be incorrect. So this is one thing you have to be very wary of. You do not want to create expression through tension or excitement. But now let's talk about how do you create expression in your horse's trot. Well, the first thing to note is that it's not a simple case of push this button for expression or do this exercise and you will have an expressive trot. In order for expression to be correct, it has to be created gradually over time. And here's how to go about doing it in three steps. So your first step is you first need to establish your trot foundation. So when you are riding the trot, whenever you are riding it, there are three main qualities that you must always maintain. And those are mental and physical relaxation, a correct rhythm and sequence of footfalls, and a suitable tempo. Because only through these three qualities can you build a good trot foundation from which you can then later develop expression in the pace. Now, as a bit of a side note, these three qualities also fall under the first two scales of the dressage scales of training. So it's focusing on rhythm and suppleness. Now, let's go through these qualities individually. So first up, we're looking at that mental and physical relaxation. Now, as we've already talked about, you cannot put expression on top of tension. An expression that does come from tension is incorrect. Because in order for your horse's back to fully swing, he must first be relaxed. Now, importantly, please don't confuse relaxation with your horse being half asleep. Remember that your horse should still be alert, he should still be attentive, and he should still be reactive to your aids and in front of your leg. Relaxation simply means that all your horse's muscles that are not required for the exercise or the work that's being carried out should be relaxed. But your horse should be ready to use his muscles for the next movement or exercise. Now, your horse should also be free from mental tension, and that includes anxiety, nervousness, and worry. Now, next on that list of your trot foundation, we had the correct rhythm and the sequence of footfalls. So we talked about this earlier in this podcast episode. So your horse should have a two-beat rhythm, his legs should move in coordinated diagonal pairs, and he should have that clear moment of suspension between them. And then lastly, we have a suitable tempo. So as we said, tempo refers to the speed of the rhythm. So although your horse may have a correct two-beat rhythm, and he may have the correct sequence of footfalls, the tempo of the trot, so the speed of the trot, could still be too slow, too fast, or inconsistent. Now, the ideal tempo that you are aiming for should be brisk but not hurried. So your horse should look as though he's going somewhere, but also look as though he's not rushing, because a rushed trot will never have expression. And then notably, the tempo should remain consistent, so it shouldn't speed up or slow down. Okay, so that covers step one in forming your trot foundation. Once you can tick those boxes, you can move on to step two. And this is all about developing the ability to influence the trot. So once you've got that solid trot foundation, you can then work on developing the qualities that you need to influence your horse's trot so that you can then use them to create expression. Now, these three qualities are firstly establishing connection and throughness, secondly having the ability to increase impulsion and energy, and thirdly having an understanding of the half halt. Now, as a side note, these three qualities fall under the next two scales of the dressage scales of training, where it's now focusing on contact and impulsion. But let's go through each of these three individually. So first up, let's talk about this connection and throughness. So this refers to your horse working from his hind legs through a soft and supple back and stretching for the bit to create an elastic contact. So in other words, you are connecting your horse's hind legs to the bridle, and energy is flowing freely through your horse. So it's connection and throughness. In other words, you need to have created a circle of energy. So imagine it first flowing from your horse's active hind legs. The energy then goes over your horse's back and it arrives in his mouth, so in the contact. The energy then travels up your reins to your hands. It goes through your body and through your seat, down into your driving aids, which are your legs. And then the energy goes back into your horse's hind legs again. And then this circle of energy should continue to flow around and around. Now, if there are any blockages anywhere in this energy circle, then you cannot access the energy and you cannot use it to create expression. Now, the most likely blocking points are in the following areas. So it could be blocked due to stiffness in your horse's back. It could be blocked due to overflexing your horse's neck or creating stiffness in your horse's poll. There could be tension in your horse's jaw. Your horse could also have mental tension. Blockages could be created by your hands pulling backwards or by your seat not being correctly established. Now, if you have any of those issues, you must first find a way to rectify them. Because if you try to create expression in the trot while there are any blockages in that energy circle, then that is when it will lead to tension and stiffness, which, as we talked about earlier, is what we do not want. So we need to have our horse connected and we need to have our horse working through with a freely flowing energy circle. And then we move on to the second part, which is the ability to increase impulsion and energy. So impulsion is the controlled and propulsive energy that is generated from your horse's hindquarters. Now, importantly, impulsion does not refer to speed. So we don't want our horse to go into a quicker trot. We don't want a quicker tempo. Instead, we just want him to have a more active and a more energetic hind leg. Now, one thing you need to be wary of is when it comes to asking for impulsion, you don't want to ask for too much too soon. Because if your horse is not yet physically strong enough to handle the amount of impulsion that you are asking him for, then it can lead to a loss of balance and also hurrying. And this is where the next quality comes into place, which is an understanding of the half halt. Because the half halt allows you to further balance your horse, to increase his engagement, and to connect his hind quarters through his back to the contact. And it also helps you to add more energy, so add more impulsion, without your horse speeding up. Now, through the correct use of a half halt, positive energy can be contained within that energy circle, so within your horse's trot, and this is what helps to create a balanced and a harmonious display of expression. Okay, so now let's move on to step three. And this is where all the blocks should start falling into place because we're now going to stick it all together. So at this point, you should have first achieved step one, which was a correct trot foundation. So you should have a mentally and physically relaxed horse. He should be working in a good rhythm with the correct sequence of footfalls, and he should have a consistent and a suitable tempo. You should have also achieved step two, which was all about getting the tools to influence your horse. So you should have a connection from your horse's hind legs through to an elastic contact. You should have the ability to increase the amount of impulsion and energy, and you should have an understanding of the half halt to help you balance and manage that impulsion and energy. You can now put it all together to create a more expressive trot with increased swing and cadence. Here's how to do it. So first up, you want to establish that good trot foundation with that flowing circle of energy. Then you need to gradually turn up the dial on the amount of energy that you have flowing through that circle. You're going to do that by aiding your horse with both of your legs, asking your horse for a more energetic hind leg and more impulsion without speeding up the tempo. Now you are then going to receive that energy in an elastic rein contact, and you're going to use subtle balancing half halts to recycle the energy back into your horse's hind legs, creating a more forwards and upward spring to the trot steps. Now next, you're then going to check your horse's self-carriage and also to help you allow the energy to swing over your horse's back, and you're going to do this by slightly yielding your contact forwards. Now this is important because what you don't want to do is as you start increasing the impulsion and asking for more expression, you don't want to be hanging onto the bridle and you don't want to be cramming your horse between stronger leg and stronger rein aids. This slight yield of your contact, either just by the inside rein or by both reins together, helps to encourage self-carriage from your horse. And it also helps you to keep your hand soft and forward thinking. So you're asking for this impulsion, you're asking for more expression, you're using the balancing half halt, and then you're doing very slight contact gives to help encourage this self-carriage and to prevent you from cramming your horse between stronger leg and stronger rein aids, and therefore allowing a more forward thinking hand and a more soft and supple contact. Now, throughout all of this, you must remember to maintain your horse's trot foundation. So again, you want to maintain your horse's relaxation. You want to maintain the correct rhythm and the correct sequence of footfalls and a suitable tempo. If you start to lose any of those qualities, especially the relaxation part, then you need to dial it back a little bit. Maybe you're asking for a little bit too much expression than what your horse is currently able to give you. So keep yourself vigilant, and if you lose any of the basic qualities in the foundation, just take a small step back. Now, as your horse continues to progress in his training, and by following these steps, what should happen is the moment of suspension in your horse's trot will gradually increase and it will become more clearly defined. Now, this will be a result of your horse's improved strength and balance and his ability to produce more upward thrust and forward travel. So as we've said, this isn't something that can happen overnight. This is something that is developed gradually over time. Now, one thing that you do need to remember is that with more suspension, with more cadence, and with more expression, there will be more time in your horse's trot stride where all four of his hooves are off the ground. So we're increasing that moment of suspension. Now, because of this, his trot will feel slower, but it should not be any less active. The final picture should be one of looseness, activity, and purpose as your horse energetically springs from one diagonal pair to the other whilst maintaining a metronome-like quality in the rhythm and the tempo, which results in a high-quality expressive trot. Okay, now the final part of this podcast, we're just going to answer the question of should you rise or should you sit to the trot when creating expression? Now the answer to that is it depends. So if your horse can keep his back raised and he can work through his back without any tension or stiffness, and you can sit to the trot and follow your horse's movement without hindering him, then sitting trot is preferable when focusing on creating expression. And this is because by sitting to the trot, you will be able to use your seat fully to create more engagement and more upward swing to your horse's paces. Now, to do this, you simply ride the sitting trot with a feeling of being able to lift your horse with a more vertical swing of your pelvis. So you're simply swinging your hips more upwards than forwards. However, if you have a young horse or a novice horse that is yet to develop the ability to keep his back raised, or you are yet to master the sitting trot, then sitting can cause your horse's back muscles to tighten and to hollow away from you. And this then destroys the quality of the trot pace and it can also disturb the rhythm. Now in this case, it's advisable to do rising trot and to work on the elasticity and the looseness of the pace. And then as you and your horse progress and you both become stronger and more capable in the sitting trot, you can then start to use the sitting trot to create expression. So, to wrap this episode up, if your horse does not have a great degree of natural expression in his trot, you can enhance it. Expression is created by increased elasticity, increased power, and increased suspension, whilst maintaining relaxation and a pronounced rhythm. So as we talked about, you must first establish the correct trot foundation. So this is relaxation, rhythm, the correct footfalls, and a suitable tempo. Once you have that, you can develop the ability to influence your horse's trot. So this is all about that connection and throughness, the increased impulsion and energy, and the half halt. And then thirdly, when you have all of these components in place, you can then combine them to create greater expression. But remember that expression can be created incorrectly by tension and overexcitement. Now, if this happens, you need to return to step one and focus on your trot foundation. Ensure that you have no missing links, and most importantly, no blockages anywhere in how your horse uses his mind and body. So what you are seeking is that he has an uninterrupted circle of energy. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners, and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.